The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Barbara Yakubu. In the headlines, Kaswa Malam Road to be diverted today. Four Ghanaian institutions to benefit from 700,000 EU euro grant for capacity building. 28-year-old student sentenced to 30 years imprisonment for robbery. And Nigerian authorities hunt for Islamic fighters holding more than 100 schoolgirls hostage.
Radio Ghana, number one current affairs news channel, and more.
The European Union has provided a grant of 700,000 euros to four Ghanaian institutions under the Trade Related Assistance and Quality Enabling Programme Track for Capacity. The beneficiary institutions are the Ghana Export Promotion Authority, GPAA, the National Board for Small Scale Industries, NBSSI, the Ghana Standard Authority, GSA, and the Food and Drugs Authority, FDA. We bring you a news desk report.
GEPA would use a share of the fund to strengthen its capacity in providing assistance and services to exporters in the areas of export quality management and market information. Products targeted for this intervention are granules, cereals, and yam. It will involve the training of granules and cereal value chain operators to meet EU food safety requirements and the delivery of yam market penetration study and follow-up actions. The FDA will use the funding to improve its capabilities to effectively monitor markets for non-compliant food products, drugs, medical devices, cosmetics, and household chemicals, and to inspect and authorize production facilities. The GSA would improve the capabilities of the certification and the inspection divisions of the authority in the delivery of a wider range of services for conformity assessment and quality management. While the NBSSI would use its funding to strengthen the capacity for business development service providers to provide advice to medium and small-scale enterprises on quality management services for food handling and processing to achieve HACCP certification. The director in charge of manufacturing at the Ministry of Trade said the TRAC program aims to support the ministry in private sector development, trade facilitation, in capacity building with special attention on capacity issues. He said currently, the trade component of TRAC is underway with 20 of the staff under the ministry undertaking capacity building courses in strategy and policy development. EU ambassador and head of delegation Claude Maiton said the capacity building support would enable the country to move from the export of raw materials to value-added products to meet the quality standards of the EU markets.
That was a news desk report. The Dunkuna Junction portion of the Kaswa Malam Road on the Accra Cape Coast Highway will be diverted to traffic from today until further notice. A statement signed by the Ghana Highway Authority advises motorists approaching Accra from Kaswa to drive with caution and follow diversion signs as they approach the construction zone. The diversion, according to the statement, is to enable construction works to start on a grade separated interchange which will link the Accra Cape Coast Highway to the West Hills Mall, which is under construction, and it is expected to open within the last quarter of the year. It further says, diversion will not affect traffic moving in the opposite direction from Accra or Malam towards Kaswa, as that section of the road will remain open to motorists. Construction works on the interchange are expected to be completed in October this year. The chairman of the Christ Apostolic Church International, Apostle Dr. Stephen Amwini, has asked Christians to use their talents and virtues to make a positive impact on the nation. He said Christians have virtues that could help build a nation if properly used. He extolled members to make the needed impact for the good of the nation. Apostle Amwini was addressing the Kwesimenton Area Easter Convention of the CACI at Agonan Kwanzaa near Takoradi. He said the church would be an instrument of change that Ghana is yearning for in its developmental process. This makes it expedient for Christians to use their God-given talents to make the necessary impact. Apostle Amwini noted that the nation has gone through challenges over the years, and it is about time Ghanaians as a people offered what they have for successful national development. He challenged Christians to start from the family, community, and wider society to make an impact. A minister of God, Bishop Philip Boateng, has noted that the country has prospered over the years due to God's blessings. As such, Ghanaians should be bold to speak the truth at all times, avoid deceit and lies, and bring and avoid corruption. Speaking at the church's Easter gathering at Awoshi in Accra, Bishop Philip Boati noted that for Ghanaians to continue enjoying God's abundant grace, they should lead lives worthy of emulation. He further stated that since peace is a prerequisite for growth and development, Ghanaians should act responsibly and not do anything that will undermine the current peace of the country. He enjoined the citizenry to show interest in all national activities in order to move the country forward, adding that management of the country should not be left for only politicians. The National Women's Leader of the Miracle Bible Ministry, Mrs. Grace Boateng, encouraged each and every citizen to show love and concern to one another and unite to build a more prosperous nation. Some ethnic groups in the one municipality of the Upper West Region have used the Easter festivities to promote unity and reconciliation among themselves, while Bimo Bears and other ethnic groups stage a dance at the picnic to round off the Easter activities at the WA Model School. The Garbers and Fafas also played a football match with a puppy as the trophy. Correspondent Swala Abdul Wahab reports.
The picnic attracted a large number of people, most of whom were Christians. They danced to a music provided by some ethnic groups. Some women capitalized on the crowd and sold pitu as well as kosi, while the men also sold boiled pork. A lecturer at the Department of Environment and Resource Studies of the University for Development Studies, Manuel Yenube Pari, said the Easter is used to promote unity and reconciliation among minority groups in the municipality.
We are popularly called Guruma, anywhere you find us in Ghana, but the actual name is Bimoba. We are here as a minority group, found ourselves in Upper West Region as Ghanaians, and we are simply using this forum, though we come from different clans. Me in Samari, we do everything, but wherever you find yourself, you need to get more united, bury the differences that exist among you, and then see how you can help one another.
Leaders of Fafas and the Gabes, who also organized a football match, explained to Radio Ghana what they sought to achieve. First, Calistus Haruna, who speaks for the Dagabes.
We are grateful. We have had this game without any incident. We wish that we continue with this good rapport that exists between us. Whatever it is, we are brothers and we should always understand that.
My full name is Mba Asalma Richard. A fun game that has just ended between the Dagabes and Fafres. Yes, to keep the tradition going. You know, in the whole of this world, it's only the Gabers and Fafas that are playmates. And every Easter, they meet like this to have a fun game.
For the women who sold pitu and kosi, it is their hope that the picnic is organized at least once a month to help them increase their sales.
Swala Abdul Wahab reporting. District assemblies have been asked to redirect their focus by adopting orphanages within their jurisdiction. This will ensure proper care and prudent use of resources by orphanages. The administrative manager of the Human Compassion Orphanage at the Fairman near Pukwasi in the Gar West Municipality, Michael Mensah, gave the advice when level 200 marketing students of Nasford University College donated items to the orphanage as part of their marketing project. We bring you Fortune McCarthy's report.
Items donated included a washing machine, bags of rice and toiletries. The Human Compassion Orphanage is mainly made up of children whose parents have died through HIV and AIDS. Challenges confronting the orphanage include funding. Michael Mensah is the administrative manager of the Human Compassion Orphanage.
The main problem that we are facing here is on rent, and then also on water, and then food and nutrition, and then education of the children, that is paying of their school fees, feeding fees, books, and then also their clothes. We were also trying to see how best we were able to mobilize funds so that we can get a permanent place, so that we get a home for the children, so that the money that we get from the real business that we do to support the home can be used to attend to the home.
The course rep of the level 200 marketing students of Northford University, Prince Osei Ohimin, tells Radio Ghana what motivated them to make the donation.
I got to know about this home through a friend who operates an NGO. And one of the days when he told me about the orphanage that he comes here to do donation, I joined him to this very place. And when I got here, I was really touched by the challenges that the children are facing, getting to know like that most of the kids here are orphanage as a result of they lost both parents to HIV virus. And some of the kids themselves are even living with that virus. So that was what really touched me. And I sent the message to my colleagues in school, and they also accepted my message, and we went about looking out for sponsorship so we could come to their aid.
That was a report filed by Fortune McCarthy. A workshop to officially kickstart the cervical cancer screening project has been launched at the Batal Catholic Hospital in the Northern District of the Volta region. The project, which is a collaboration between the Batal Catholic Hospital, the Ministry of Health, and the Gynecology Research Laboratory of the Charity Hospital in Germany, is sponsored by the GIZ. It is intended to carry out effective screening, detection, vaccination, and the treatment of cervical cancer disease among women in the area and beyond. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra, and the major stories. Kaswa Malam Road to be diverted today. Four Ghanaian institutions to benefit from 700,000 EU grants for capacity building. 28-year-old students sentenced to 13 years imprisonment for robbery. And Nigerian authorities hunt for Islamic fighters holding more than 100 schoolgirls hostage. Do stay tuned.
Radio Ghana, number one current affairs news channel, and more.
Welcome back. A student of the Kumasi Polytechnic standing trial at the Kumasi Circuit Court for robbery has been sentenced to 30 years imprisonment. The student, Frederick Kojowusu, 28, was arrested after a botched daylight robbery on Wednesday, April 16. He pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit crime and robbery. His accomplice, whose name was only given as Junior, is however on the run. We bring you the details. Police Inspector Golivier Tinkran told the court, presided over by William Bwampo, that the convict and his fugitive friend had engaged in the services of a taxi driver to carry them to Ahensan Estate. Midway through the journey, they pulled out a pistol, ordered him to stop and get down from the car. The prosecution said the driver, noticing that the weapon was not a lethal but a toy gun, engaged Owusu in a struggle as he kept screaming for help. This attracted some people in the neighborhood who helped to arrest him together with a toy pistol and handed him over to the police. His accomplice managed to slip away with a cash of 125 Ghana cedis and two mobile phones stolen from the driver. Passing sentence, Mr. Bwampo said he found it disturbing the increasing incidence of robbery in the metropolis and expressed the hope that stiffer punishment would serve as deterrent. That was a news desk report. Traditional rulers have been urged to take a more central role in the breast cancer education campaign in their communities. They should do everything to encourage the people, especially women, to undertake regular examination of their breast and to promptly report any abnormality to the health facilities for treatment. The Chief Executive Officer of Breast Care International, Dr. Mrs. Beatrice Riafiade, said chiefs have an important part to play to help demystify the disease. She was speaking at a breast cancer screening held at Enumboso in the Isijamain district of the Eastern Region. We bring you more.
The program, organized as part of the Easter festivities, was spearheaded by Nana Adimankata, a sub-chief in the Enum traditional area. Dr. Mrs. Riafi Ade said breast cancer has become a national health burden given its rapid spread and the high fatality rate among women. She said what she finds even more disturbing is the fact that the disease is increasingly spreading among young women in their reproductive age. There is therefore an urgent need for concerted efforts to fight the disease. She said those in leadership cannot remain on the sidelines and they must get actively involved by aiding the people to appreciate the critical importance of regular checkups and early treatment. Dr. Riafi Ade pointed out that early diagnosis and treatment is the best way to fight the disease. She advised women to ignore the misconception that cancer is caused by witchcraft and said women, by their physiological nature, stand a greater risk of contracting the disease. The BCI has been at the forefront of the nationwide campaign against breast cancer and assisting people to seek early treatment.
That was a news desk report. Members of the Ahanta West Cooperative Cattle Farmers Association have appealed to the Ministry of Agriculture to post agricultural extension workers and veterinary officers to the area to educate members on the maintenance and growth of their farms. The cattle farmers said they have been recording drastic reduction in the production of livestock due to an acute disease with high risk of mortality, which has affected most cattle in the area. A statement signed by the chairman of the society, Emmanuel Akuchu, called for the setting up of a decentralized animal health system in the area to ensure efficiency and sustainability. He said the health system will also ensure that local communities are better educated on proper means of maintaining their animals, as well as disease prevention to reduce the loss of their livestock. By this, the association believes the cattle business will become vibrant to promote environmental sustainability and also become attractive to some indigenous to venture into cattle farming. On the foreign front, Nigerian soldiers and vigilantes are hunting for Islamic fighters holding scores of schoolgirls hostage. The abduction blamed on Boko Haram Islamists in both Eastern Borno State has been described as one of the most shocking attacks in the group's five-year extremist insurgency. The federal government of Borno says 129 students were taken from the government school secondary school in Chibok when gunmen stormed the town under the cover of darkness last week. And U.S. Vice President Joe Biden is to meet Ukraine's new leaders in a show of support for the pro-Western government. Mr. Biden is due to discuss the upcoming elections with the country's interim prime minister and president during his visit to Kiev. A phone conversation between the U.S. Secretary of State and Russia's foreign minister earlier led to both sides blaming the other over the crisis. Meanwhile, funerals are due to take place for three men shot yesterday. The men were killed during a raid on a checkpoint manned by pro-Russian separatists near the town of Sluzhansk in eastern Ukraine. The circumstances remain unclear. Local separatists say the attack was carried out by ultra-nationalist right sector militants. Kiev called it a provocation staged by Russian special forces. To end the news, the main point again. The Dunkuna portion of the Kaswa Malam Road on the Accra Cape Coast Highway will be diverted to traffic from today. Motorists approaching Accra from Kaswa have therefore been advised to drive with caution and follow diversion signs as they approach the construction zone. The European Union has provided a grant of €700,000 to four Ghanaian institutions under the Trade-Related Assistance and Quality in Learning Program for capacity building. The beneficiary institutions are the Ghana Export Promotion Authority, the National Board for Small-Scale Industries, the Ghana Standards Authority, and the Food and Drugs Authority. And Nigerian soldiers and vigilantes are hunting for Islamic fighters holding scores of schoolgirls hostage. And that ends the news broadcast from Radio Ghana, Accra.